Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. This is Johanna, your reader today. Today is Friday, July the 30th, and it is the 21st of Av on the Hebrew calendar. Since it is our Friday episode, it will be a double episode where I'll read for Shabbat and Friday today as well. This week, our parasha is called Ekev, which means consequence. And today's reading will be the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, Deuteronomy 11, 10 through 21. Before we begin our reading, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Today, I will be praying our blessing in Hebrew.
ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם אשר נותן תורת אמת ובשורת ישועה לעמו ישראל ולכל העמים על ידי בנו ישוע המשיח אדוננו.
For the land you are going in to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you came. There you planted your seed and watered it by foot like a vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, drinking from the rain of the heavens, it drinks in water. It is a land that the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year up to the end of the year. Now, if you listen obediently to my mitzvot that I'm commanding you today, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and soul. Then I will give rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the late rain, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and olive oil. I will give grass in your field for your livestock, and you will eat and be satisfied. Watch yourselves, so your heart is not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, so he will shut up the sky, so that there will be no rain, and the soil will not yield its produce. Then you will perish quickly from the good land the Lord is giving you. Therefore you are to set these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. You are to bind them as a sign on your hand, and as frontlets between your eyes. You are to teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk on the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You are to write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land the Lord swore to give to your fathers, as long as the heavens are above the earth. That was Deuteronomy 11, 10 through 21. Our portion today from the prophets is Ezekiel 41. Then he brought me to the temple and measured the pillars, 6 cubits wide on one side, 6 cubits wide on the other side, which was the width of the tent. The width of the entrance was 10 cubits. The sides of the entrance were 5 cubits on one side and 5 cubits on the other side. He measured its length, 40 cubits, and its width, 20 cubits. He went to the inner room and measured each pillar of the entrance, 2 cubits, the doorway, 6 cubits, and the width of the doorway, 7 cubits. When he measured the inner room's length, it was 20 cubits, and the width was 20 cubits, in front of the temple. He said to me, "This is the Holy of Holies." When he measured the wall of the house, it was 6 cubits, and the width of every side chamber was 4 cubits, surrounding the house on every side. There were 33 side chambers. There were supports in the wall, which belonged to the house, for the side chambers all around, so that they were not supported by the wall of the house. The side chambers were wider as they wound about higher and higher. Because the winding about of the house went higher and higher round about the house, therefore the width of the house expanded. One went up from the lowest row to the highest by way of the middle. I also saw that the house had a raised platform all around. The foundations of the side chambers were a full rod of 6 cubits up to the joint. The thickness of the outer wall of the side chambers was 5 cubits. The space between the side chambers of the house and the outer chambers was 20 cubits wide all around the house on every side. The doors of the side chambers were toward the space, one door toward the north and another door toward the south. The width of the space was 5 cubits all around. The building that was before the separate area at the side toward the west was 70 cubits wide. The wall of the building was 5 cubits thick all around, and its length was 90 cubits. When he measured the house, it was 100 cubits long. The separate area and the building with its walls was 100 cubits long. And the width of the face of the house and the separate area toward the east was also 100 cubits. When he measured the length of the building facing the separate area behind it, with its galleries on each side, it was 100 cubits. Now the inner sanctuary and the porches of the court, the thresholds, the shuttered windows, and the galleries all around in 3 stories opposite the thresholds were paneled with wood all around from the ground up to the windows. Even the windows were covered. Over the space above the door as far as the inner house and on all the wall outside all around inside and outside by measurement. It was made with keruvim and palm trees. A palm tree was between keruv and keruv. Every keruv had 2 faces, the face of a man toward the palm tree on one side, and the face of a young lion toward the palm tree on the other side. Thus it was made on all the house all around. The keruvim and palm trees were made from the ground up to above the door and on the wall of the temple. The temple's doorposts were square. Now the front of the sanctuary had something resembling an altar, 3 cubits high and 2 cubits long, made of wood. Its corners, its base, and its sides were also of wood. He said to me, "This is the table of the presence of the Lord." The temple and the inner sanctuary each had double doors. The doors each had 2 turning leaves, 2 leaves for 1 door and 2 leaves for the other. Keruvim and palm trees were made on them, on the doors of the temple, just like those made on the walls. There were thick beams of wood on the face of the porch outside. There were shuttered windows and palm trees on one side and on the other. On the sides of the porch, the side chambers of the house and the thick beams. That was Ezekiel 41. And now our portion from the writings, and it is today 1 Chronicles 21. Then Satan stood up against Israel and incited David to count Israel. So David told Yoav and the leaders of the people, "Go count Israel from Beersheba to Dan. Then bring me report so I may know their number." But Yoav said, "May the Lord multiply his people 100 times over. But my master, the king, are they not all my master's servants? Why does my master require this thing? Why should he be a cause of guilt to Israel?" Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Yoav. So Yoav departed and went throughout all Israel and finally came back to Jerusalem. Yoav gave the number of the census of the people to David. In all Israel there were 1,100,000 sword-wielding men. Judah had 470,000 sword-wielding men. But he did not include Levi and Binyamin in the numbering, for the king's word was detestable to Yoav. But God was displeased with this thing, and he struck Israel. Then David said to God, I have sinned greatly by doing this, but now I entreat you, take away the guilt of your servant, for I have behaved very foolishly. Then the Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and speak to David, saying, Thus says the Lord, I offer you three things. Choose one of them, and I will bring it upon you. So God went to David and said to him, Thus says the Lord, Select for yourself either 3 years of famine, or 3 months being swept away from before your adversaries, and the sword of your enemies overtaking you, or 3 days of the sword of the Lord, pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord ravaging throughout all the territories of Israel. Now consider what I should reply to the one who sent me. David said to God, I am in great anguish. Let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his compassion is very great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell. And God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. But while he was doing so, the Lord saw and was grieved over the calamity, and he said to the destroying angel, Enough, now withdraw your hand. The angel of the Lord was then standing by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing between the earth and the heaven with a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces. David said to God, Was it not I who commanded to count the people? I alone am the one who sinned and behaved wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand, Lord my God, be against me and against my father's house, but do not let the plague be on your people. So the angel of the Lord told God to instruct David that David should go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So David went up by the word of God, which he spoke in the name of the Lord. While Ornan was threshing wheat, he turned and saw the angel. His four sons who were with him hid themselves. When David came to Ornan, Ornan looked up and saw David. He went out from the threshing floor and bowed to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, Give me the site of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar to the Lord. Sell it to me for full price, so the plague on the people may be stopped. Then Ornan said to David, Take it. Let my lord the king do whatever seems good in his eyes. Look, I will give the oxen for burnt offerings, the threshing sledges for wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I will give all this. King David said to Ornan, No, I insist on buying it for the full price. For I will not take for the Lord what is yours, or sacrifice a burnt offering that cost me nothing. So David gave Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the price. David built there an altar to the Lord, and offered the burnt offerings and peace offerings. He called on the Lord, and he answered him with fire from heaven upon the altar of burnt offering. Then the Lord commanded the angel, and he put his sword back in its sheath. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him at the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, he sacrificed there, for the tabernacle of the Lord which Moshe had made in the wilderness, and the altar of burnt offering were at that time in the high place at Givon. But David could not go before it to seek God, for he was afraid of the sword of the angel of the Lord. That was 1 Chronicles 21. Our final portion for Friday is from the Apostles, and it is 1 Timothy 5. Never speak harshly to an older man, but appeal to him as a father, to younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters, with complete purity. Honor widows who are really widows, but if any widow has children or grandchildren, they must first learn to show devotion to their own home and give back to their parents, for this is pleasing before God. Now she who is really a widow and has been left alone has put her hope in God and continues in petitions and prayers night and day. But she who is self-indulgent is dead even while she lives. Insist on these things so that they might be beyond criticism. But if anyone does not provide for his own, especially those in his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Let a widow be listed only if she is at least 60, was the wife of one husband, well known for good deeds, if she raised children, if she showed hospitality, if she washed the feet of the Kedoshim, if she helped those in trouble, and if she devoted herself to every good work. But refuse younger widows, for when their sensual desires draw them away from the Mashiach, they want to get married, facing judgment because they have set aside their previous pledge. And at the same time, they also learn to be idle, going around from house to house, and not just idle, but also gossipers and busybodies, saying things they should not. Therefore, I want the younger widows to get married, have children, manage a household, and give no opportunity to the enemy for slander. For some have already gone astray after Satan. If any woman of faith has widows in need, let her help them and not let the community be burdened, so it may help the real widows. The elders who lead well are worthy of honor and honorarium, especially those who work hard in the word and teaching. For the scripture says, "You shall not muzzle the ox while it is threshing," and "the worker is worthy of his wage." Do not accept an accusation against an elder, except on the evidence of two or three witnesses. Correct those who continue sinning in the presence of everyone, so that the rest also may fear. I solemnly charge you, before God and Mashiach Yeshua, and the chosen angels, to observe these things without taking sides, doing nothing out of favoritism. Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, or take part in the sin of others. Keep yourself pure. No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach and for your frequent ailments. The sins of some people are obvious, going before them into judgment, but for others their sins follow. Likewise, good deeds are obvious, and the others cannot stay hidden. That was 1 Timothy chapter 5. If you are reading through the apostles twice this year, your extra apostle portion for Friday is John 8, 31 through 59. Well, now that brings us to our readings for tomorrow for Shabbat. Tomorrow will be July the 31st and the 22nd of Av on the Hebrew calendar. We will read the final Aliyah of Ekev of our parasha, and it is Deuteronomy 11, 22 through 25. For if you will diligently keep all this mitzvah that I am commanding you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cling to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you, and you will dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves. Every place where the sole of your foot treads will be yours, from the wilderness to the Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, as far as the western sea will be your border. No one will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the fear and dread of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he has promised you. That was Deuteronomy 11, 22 through 25. And this week's Haftarah portion, that means the Shabbat portion from the prophets, is Isaiah 49, 14 through 51, 3. But Zion has said, "The Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing baby or lack compassion for a child of her womb? Even if these forget, I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your children will come quickly. Your destroyers and devastators will go away from you. Lift up your eyes around and see. All of them will gather and come to you. As I live, it is the Lord's declaration. You will wear them all as jewelry and bind them on like a bride. For your waste and desolate places and your destroyed land will now be surely too small for the inhabitants, and those who swallowed you up will be far away. The children of your bereavement will yet say in your ears, 'The place is too cramped for me. Make room for me to settle in.' Then you will say in your heart, 'Who has borne these for me? Wasn't I bereaved of my children, barren, an exile and wandering? So who has raised these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where were they?' Thus says the Lord God, 'Look, I will lift my hand to the nations and raise my banner to the peoples. They will bring your sons on their chest and carry your daughters on their shoulders. Kings will be your guardians, their princesses your nurses. They will bow down to you with their face to the ground and lick the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those hoping in me will not be ashamed. Can plunder be taken from the mighty, or captives of the righteous freed? For thus says the Lord, yes, captives of the mighty will be taken, and the prey of the tyrant will be freed. For I will oppose your adversary, I will save your children, I will feed your oppressors their flesh, they will be drunk with their blood as with sweet wine. Then all flesh will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yaakov. Thus says the Lord, where is the divorce certificate by which I sent your mother away? Or to whom of my creditors did I sell you? See, you were sold for your iniquities, and for your transgressions your mother was sent away. Why was no one there when I came? Why was there no one to answer when I called? Is my hand too short to redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Behold, I dry up the sea at my rebuke. I make rivers a wilderness. Their fish stink for lack of water and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness and make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to give heed as a disciple. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn back. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those pulling out my beard. I did not hide my face from humiliation and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I set my face like flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. The one who vindicates me is near. Who will accuse me? Let us stand up to each other. Who is my adversary? Let him confront me. See, the Lord God will help me. Who is he who would condemn me? See, they all wear out like a garment. A moth will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord? Who hears the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and lean on his God. Behold, all you who kindle a fire, encircling yourselves with firebrands, Walk in the light of your fire and among the brands you have lit. This you will have from my hand. You will lie down in torment. Listen to me, you who pursue justice, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For when I called him, he was but one. Then I blessed him and multiplied him. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and a sound of melody. That was Isaiah 49:14 through 51:3. Our portion for Shabbat from the Apostles is James 5:7 through 11. So be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient for it until it receives the early and late rain. You also be patient. Strengthen your hearts, because the coming of the Lord is near. Do not grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers and sisters, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we considered blessed those who showed endurance. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen the outcome of the Lord, that the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. That was James, or Jacob, 5:7-11, and it wraps up our readings for this week. Thank you for following along with us as we read the scriptures this year. May you have a blessed day and a Shabbat Shalom.